Olympics ad fail, Google flops by showing future of AI that no one wants. By Lucas Nolan on July 31, 2024. A recent Google advertisement debut during the Olympics and featuring AI writing a personal letter has ignited a heated debate about the appropriate use of technology in human communication and creativity. New York Magazine reports that Google's latest advertisement, titled Dear Sydney, which has been airing during the Olympics, has become the center of controversy due to its portrayal of AI-assisted personal communication. The commercial depicts a father using Google's AI model, Gemini, to help his daughter write a fan letter to Olympic athlete Sydney McLaughlin-Levrin. The premise of the advertisement has raised concerns among viewers and experts alike. In the commercial, a father, who claims to be pretty good with words, turns to AI to compose a heartfelt message from his daughter to her sports idol. This decision has been met with criticism, as many argue that such personal expressions should involve human creativity, especially in parent-child relationships. Critics of the advertisement point out several issues with the message it conveys. Firstly, it suggests that it's acceptable to use AI for personal writing tasks, potentially undermining the importance of developing communication skills. Secondly, the ad implies that it's appropriate to delegate the expression of personal feelings to a machine. The controversy surrounding the commercial has drawn comparisons to a similar advertisement by Apple for the iPad, which also faced backlash for its portrayal of AI in daily life. Both advertisements have been criticized for being tone-deaf to public concerns about the increasing role of AI in society. Media professionals have been vocal in their opposition to the ad's message. Shelley Palmer, a Syracuse media professor, expressed his rejection of the future Google is advertising, emphasizing the importance of using AI to enhance human skills rather than replace them. The backlash against the advertisement has been so significant that Google has disabled comments on the video on its YouTube channel, a move that has further fueled the controversy. Critics argue that this action contradicts the open dialogue that should surround such important technological and social issues. Read more at New York Magazine here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.